have a cloud cover and 65 degrees. Our high today is going to be 78. Cloud cover pretty much all day. We, again, are tracking a chance of some stronger to severe thunderstorms for the late afternoon and evening time period. So be sure to stay with KVUE, KVUE.com, and KVUE social media. Again, all hazards are a possibility here and potentially two rounds of thunderstorms. So we'll definitely keep track of things for you here throughout the course of the day today. It is at 8:15. I think we're going to bring on Dynamic Discs president and also Dynamic Discs Open Tournament Assistant Director Doug Bjerkus here to close out our 8:05 newscast here this morning.
Good morning, Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. How are you today?
We're hanging in there. We had a great day of disc golf yesterday. We thought there might be some issues with the weather, and the weather turned out to be pretty decent, and we're keeping our fingers crossed that the same thing happens today. But today looks a little more difficult than yesterday, but we're hopeful that it won't impact play.
Well, the wind's not tame, but that's something these disc golfers deal with wherever they're at, but very high winds today. And Supreme 18, Doug, what was the reaction from the players after yesterday?
Well, it was a mixed bag. I heard some great comments from different players that just absolutely loved the course. The scores were a little lower. Well, when I say lower, it's actually higher. Sure. Typically at a disc golf pro tour event, you know, there might be a 10 down, a 12 down, something like that, that is leading the field. And in the FPO, a 2 down is leading. And in the MPO, a 6 down is leading. So the course has teeth, and it's definitely creating some separation. And generally speaking, we're really happy. And I think when we get into the World Championships in the end of August and early September, the changes we make are going to be very minimal.
Doug, along those lines here, what is it about the course that players do seem to really gravitate towards here with that first round of play now under their belts?
Well, a lot of the comments I heard were just that, you know, it's not just about throwing far. That's one of the big things that we need to be careful of when we are designing courses, is that you just don't want it to be a distance contest. And a lot of the throws that you throw off the tee pad have to be placement shots. You've got to put it in appropriate landing zones so that your next shot can be good. Yeah, a lot of stuff like that goes into the thought process of the design. And this course turned out to be really, really good at doing those things.
Yeah, and these pro disc golfers can not only throw it a long ways, but they have finesse. They can shape shots well, can't they, Doug?
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable, and it's also really cool that several of the holes out here have different routes that you can take. So it's very exciting for me when you're watching a hole of disc golf and two people throw a backhand hyzer, one person throws an anhyzer, and another person throws straight at it. That creates some excitement, too, when there's different options for the players.
All right, so let's talk about any tickets available for Jones today, and let's talk about the tickets for the last 2 days, big 2 days out at the Emporia Country Club.
Yeah, we'll be at the Country Club Saturday and Sunday, and to get a pass to see the action on those 2 days, it's $50 gets you entrance for both of those days. You can go to eventbrite.com, and Bright is spelled B-R-I-T-E, and you can get your tickets. You'll show somebody at the gate at the country club your QR code on your ticket. It'll get scanned. We'll give you a badge and a lanyard, and you can enjoy the action for the next 2 days. So there are plenty of tickets left at the country club. I don't know if there are tickets available for Jones at this point. I think it's pretty close to being sold out, but you can also go to eventbrite.com. You'll see that option as well. And if there are tickets available, there's probably just a few. But, same thing. You get the ticket. We come to Jones Park. They'll scan your QR code, get you a badge and lanyard, and you can start following the action here as well.
For volunteers, you're still needing some of those. And what type of duties would they be needed for here for the weekend?
Yeah, so that's a great question. We are actually still looking for some volunteers for Sunday. The way the country club is set up this weekend is that there's over 30,000 feet of rope out there that are going to separate the spectators from the players, and we've got some gates in that spectator rope where we need some folks that can just sit and kind of manage those gates. It's really, really simple work, and on Sunday we need some folks that can do that. In fact, if anybody is available and wants to put in some time, we have volunteer shifts from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m., 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. And, people can just email me directly if they're interested, Doug at dynamicdiscs.com, and we'll get you on the list, and it also gives you a front row seat to the action.
The world's best. You're watching the world's finest Dynamic Discs Open going on, and of course Sunday too, folks. By the way, is going to be a beautiful day, sunny and 73, probably the nicest day of the entire week is coming up on Sunday. Well, let's see, Doug, what about the Swedish bonfire tonight?
Yeah, so we are keeping a close eye on the weather, and whether we're able to do that or not. It may be that we have the Swedish bonfire without a bonfire, where we still gather everybody out to the Lyon County Fairground and have a great time, but if the winds are too high, it's just not safe to start a fire like that, and we're working with the Emporia Fire Department to make sure that we're doing the right thing out there, and I'm thinking that we're going to try to make a call by 1 o'clock today on what that looks like this evening.
Yes, you're still looking at 40 mile per hour gusts here even this evening, so
stay
tuned, and a call will be made on that. But tomorrow night, something that will be in play, that's that big block party, Doug.
Yeah, in fact, if you're listening and you are looking for something to do tomorrow night, come downtown to Commercial Street in the 800-900 blocks. It'll all be shut down. There'll be local vendors. There'll be disc golf vendors. There'll be all kinds of fun activities going on, and it's a real, real special way for our city to kind of celebrate with all of the guests we have in town that are here for the disc golf tournament, and it's a whole lot of fun, and it looks like the weather tomorrow night is going to be a little better than the weather tonight, so I'm pretty optimistic that we're not going to have to worry about canceling the block party.
Doug, what does it mean to have all of these different activities? And I think we asked this of Jackie Morris earlier, and just the fact that there's all these different community ways to get involved in the Dynamic Discs Open, rub shoulders, get a chance to meet with some of the players that they don't know, and possibly even get themselves started in the sport.
Yeah, no, it's not just about the disc golf. That is the primary thing that we do when we run an event, is we have a competition that measures and scores the ability of disc golfers to play and awards the top finishers with prizes and money and trophies and all of that. That's the crux of any disc golf event. But we really like to create more of an experience where it's not just that. And the bonfire, the block party, at the Emporia Arts Center with the design a disc deal with kids. We had a Die Academy going on this week. Last night there was a poker party. We partnered with the Kansas Flying Disc Hall of Fame and helped host that last night. It just gives folks, when they come to town, not an opportunity to just play disc golf, but to really, like you said, rub shoulders and spend some time with people with similar interests doing things that are enjoyable and fun.
Well, we often talk about the hospitality and of your host city here and the folks in and around Emporia. So any feedback on how Emporia is doing and greeting the disc golfers, Doug?
Oh, they're doing a fantastic job, and I've talked to people that are here for their first time. I've talked to people that are here for their 10th time, and they're always, man, Emporia is amazing. Emporia is just fantastic. Jeff Spring, the CEO of the Disc Golf Pro Tour, actually during our player meeting on Wednesday night at the Granada Theater, referred to us as Disc Golf Town USA. We've been called lots of things like that, and that's because of our community and the fact that our community recognizes how important disc golf is to what we do here, and we're very warm and welcoming of the folks that do visit us, and I'm very proud to be an Emporian, and to see the way that all of the folks here just really embrace having these guests in town.
We talked about the pros out of Jones, Supreme 18, going to be at the Country Club, but you also have a lot of amateurs in town playing as well at Peter Pan Park and out at the Emporia Golf Course. How are things going for them?
Oh, it's going great. We've got three pools, close to another 600 folks playing disc golf that aren't professional, and they're having a blast. Peter Pan is quite a great course to test the talent of disc golfers, and then the two temporary courses we have down at the Municipal Golf Course, working with Marcus down there and Kelly, they do a fantastic job of converting what is usually a ball golf course into two disc golf courses, and lots of great feedback on what's happening on those courses.
And of course, all of this, this isn't big enough. You've got a big event coming up, Doug, you'll be getting involved with very soon. That's the Pro Worlds coming up in August, right? End of August?
That's right. At the end of August, we'll have all of these touring disc golf professionals back in town battling for a world championship. And it'll be on the same two courses we're hosting that group on this particular week, the Supreme 18 at Jones Park, and then, of course, the Emporia Country Club course. And, we're super excited to crown the 2022 world champion in both the FPO and MPO divisions in early September.
Well, Doug, always a pleasure. You do a great job, and we appreciate your time here. I know you're very, very busy right in the midst of the action. Thank you much.
Yeah, no, we appreciate the way that KVOE covers our event. In fact, for all of you that are listening, if you make it out to the course, you'll probably hear a few familiar voices as Scott Hayes and Aaron Harder do all of the announcing of all of the players as they tee off on hole one. So it feels like I'm listening to KVOE all day long when those guys are announcing.
Well, sorry about that, Doug. Doug, you have a great day.
Doug, enjoy.
Yeah, you guys do the same. Thanks.
All right, Doug Bjerkus, who is the president of Dynamic Discs and the assistant tournament director for the Dynamic Discs Open that is underway, Chuck.
All right, and again, play continues here for the amateurs through tomorrow and then the pros through the weekend, and more coming up here throughout the course of the weekend here on KVOE and KVOE.